Last week, we went down to Wicklow to compete in the offshore championship. We took down a number of crews from singles, doubles, and quad entry. We had six entries out of seven, and we managed to come home with four out of six. So we had two gold medals, and we had two bronze medals.
Yeah. That's not a bad return, Sean.
Brilliant. It was brilliant for the club. So it was.
Yeah, and who were your medal winners?
We had the junior 18 crew. We had two junior 18, under 18 crews entered. There was two composite crews, a mixture of ourselves and Kinkashi, our own club. And then we had ourselves, a member of Sligo, our own club, a member of Kinkashi, our own club, and a member of Athlone, our own club. And they won the junior quad event. Michael O'Boyle and Amy Shovlin were representing us. And we had Rohan O'Hara from Mount Charles representing Sligo. We had Zach Meehan from Athlone. Them two lads competed, represented Ireland in the middle of summer there in the Coupe. And we had Finlay Thompson from Kinkashla, a young lad, just started rowing there this year. So that was our junior 18 quad crew.
Yeah. So obviously the sport of rowing is popular in that neck of the county, is it, Sean?
It is, it's getting very popular all over Ireland. Donegal is probably a bit behind yet, but each year it's growing each year, so it is up here.
Yeah, and obviously there's different types of rowing. You were at the offshore championships, but you are also sort of exploring the flat water as well. Tell us a wee bit more about that too, Sean.
Just last year there, we got into the flat water events. We competed in Loch Run at a regatta in Loch Run. That was our first last year. And then this year then, we went to a couple of events. We went to Carrigan-Shannon, and we took home six golds out of Carrigan-Shannon. We went to Athlone, and we took home a gold and a silver and a bronze from Athlone in the middle of summer there.
Yeah.
So we're slowly building on the flat water.
Yeah, slowly building, but building very quickly as well. How long has the Lochras Club been in existence, Sean?
We started in May of 2010. We got the club back up and running. It was dormant for possibly 20 years or so. We started off doing traditional skiff rowing. And then we took it from there and kept building and growing and expanding.
Yeah, and I know a part of your expansion is making sure that you get into the school. Is it something that the young ones and students in the Glenties area are catching on to?
They are. Glenties School is very supportive of the club. I do go over regularly during the winter time and do a day's coaching with first, second years, third years. And from that then we get a couple of new members each year from that.
So what sort of numbers, members-wise, are you talking at the moment with the club? And like if we go back to 12 years ago when you got the club back going again, it's been gradually building. What's the numbers like at the moment?
At the minute there, we have about 50 or so registered members from the age of 12 up to senior level. Probably half of them would be very competitive rowers that would travel all over Ireland competing.
There's still very exciting times ahead for the club because it was good at an Irish level, but there's big competitions coming for the club now very, very soon with the Worlds and the European on the horizon, Sean.
Yes, at the end of this month we're going over to Wales to compete in the World Championship. We have six members going over there to compete in singles, doubles, and the quad event. So that's going to be very exciting. We have Patrick Boomer competing in the mixed event. Michael O'Boyle and Cian Sweeney are competing in the double event. Patrick's also competing in the singles event. And then we have the Gears crew. Then they're competing in the doubles and the quad as well. We also have a men's composite crew going over as well. So we have a large crew going over there.
Yeah, and we better mention as well that you need to fundraise for all this. It's expense on the club heading away to these big major competitions, and you're fundraising at the moment, Sean.
We're actually having a tablecloth this weekend, and we also have a GoFundMe page on Facebook to try and raise a couple of pound to cover the cost of travelling over there.
Yeah. Okay. We'll check more.
So,
What's your Facebook page? Just Lochras Rowing Club, is it, Sean?
Lochras Point Rowing Club. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We better mention the Europeans as well, because on top of the Worlds, there's two guys heading off to the Europeans. Where are they being held in, Sean?
They're being held in Spain this year. They're at the end of October, the 25th, 26th, 27th of October. Patrick and Michael are representing Ireland. Patrick's in the endurance race, and Michael is representing Ireland in the beach sprints. We also have another couple of rowers going over as well at a club level. A couple of gears are going over, and Keane and Michael are also competing at a club level in the endurance race.
Yeah, okay, so there's big competitions to come. It would be nice to end the year with a few more medals from major competitions, wouldn't it?
That would really just make the year, Oisin, to take a medal from the Worlds or the Europeans. That would really make it.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. Just finally, I know from my position and working in sport, the previous dealings that I had with rowing was around Sinead Jennings, the Olympian, of course, from Letterkenny. Competed in Olympics and Worlds and has medalled at major competitions throughout the world. Is that what the target is for the Lochras Point Rowing Club, is to have somebody from the club, from the county, representing and rowing again on the world stage?
That definitely is our goal. That's in our 5-year plan, to have somebody on the Irish squad from the area.
Can you see the talent pool that you have already, that there possibly is somebody with what you have that can do that?
Definitely, we have a couple of juniors there, and they definitely have the potential. Okay. And the ability and the drive to go that far.
Yeah, well, we look forward to see where their development takes them, and fingers crossed we'll have somebody from the Lochras Point Rowing Club at an Olympics or at a World Championship involved in an Irish team down the line. Listen, Sean, thanks for talking to us, and we wish you continued success in the rowing front.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.